This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give?
There is all kinds of important developments that have happened in the last 24 hours, and we're going to do everything we can to break them all down and get to all of them in the next 4 hours of this Tuesday, February 19, 2019 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be joining us in the next segment, but let me just lay out the entire schematic for what we're going to be covering today and really how it all is a separate issue but the same issue. So now you have multiple Democrats coming out and, let's say, supporting the deep state coup to remove the president with the 25th Amendment, which was run by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, which was then exposed by House and Senate committees and then made public when they released the text messages. And it talks about meeting in McCabe's office, doing everything they can to stop the president. McCabe then goes on television, does interviews saying, yes, we tried to remove the president with the 25th Amendment. We were thinking about that. We did plan on having a wire on Rosenstein when he went and met with the president. Yes, we did spy on the president as well. It all happened. It was all treason. The president knows it. And now, in a new form of cover your you-know-what, the Democrats are just saying, oh yeah, let's invoke the 25th Amendment. So it used to be, we're not investigating the president to, we're going to remove the president to, we're not going to remove the president to, we should remove the president. And the cycle goes on and on and on. And there's some other stuff floating out there that they try to use to keep this Russian collusion narrative going. It's all a big nothing burger, as admitted by Van Jones. But here's a funny one. Even this is hilarious. This just shows you how the left is totally lost right now. Bush lawyer, the story's at Infowars.com. Bush lawyer calls for Trump to be removed under 25th Amendment. So again, we told you they were trying to do this. They denied it. Now they have to come out and admit all of it because they did it illegally. They committed treason, so now they're just trying to commit treason in the open to act like it's no big deal. But Richard Painter didn't, look, did Dick Painter not run for office? I'm pretty sure Dick just ran for office and lost. Go try to find the dumpster fire ad. So Dick Painter, a literal dumpster fire campaign ad, runs as a Democrat, a Bush ethics czar, a President George W. Bush ethics czar, is now on the side of the Democrats. What happened to these people? They used to think George Bush had no ethics, but his ethics czar, Dick Painter, apparently he's the guy to listen to now, a failed politician. So you got that developing, just open treason happening right now, just a wide open coup against the president. We told you it was going on. Now it's totally public, and they have to come out and admit it. That's not all. How about this for a major development? Rod Rosenstein plans to leave Justice Department next month. Oh my, my, what a juicy little giblet that is. Now, look, I'm no fan of William Barr, but getting Rosenstein out of there is like getting, I mean, that's a major swamp drain. That is a swamp rat. Just an obese swamp rat. Looks like going to be leaving the Justice Department. That's huge. Yesterday, President Trump delivered an epic and what will be a historic speech in Miami. Folks, I mean, I don't know how else to cut it other than he's basically declaring we're going to force a regime change in Venezuela. Now, that was the overtone of the speech, but there was an undertone of attacking socialism, demonizing socialism, saying America will never be socialist, which I totally agree with. I agree with those undertones, but the overtones of regime change and all options on the table, Well, that's something we're going to have to discuss on the Alex Jones Show today. An epic 4 hours ahead. Alex Jones joins us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
February 19th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones reporting here from the road. Owen Schroyer is taking over at the start of the next segment with all the very important breaking news and world developments. First off, we have something that's happened that is extremely illustrative of exactly who the deep state is working for and how they've undermined America's destiny and America's sovereignty and America's interest. Huawei head, which is completely government-backed, and he's one of the top members of the Communist Party in China, he's come out and said that the lights will go off in America and that we will fall, and the lights will stay on in China and in Asia, and that the United States is going to collapse. And he went on to say that we are so far ahead of you technologically that you'll never catch up. And to a great extent, that's true. Because since the 60s and the project that the Rockefellers developed, we took China that had almost no running water, and where people didn't even have toilet paper, and industrialized it and then transferred all of our latest technology to them, whether it's weapons or genetic engineering. So remember, when you see all the globalist traders on TV talking about Trump hurting our sovereignty or nationalism being bad, that when China is involved in all of this nationalism, when China is this huge, powerful, authoritarian state who's taking over large parts of the world and basically dominating Africa and Australia economically and militarily and taking over the South China Sea and shooting on our ships routinely, that's all okay. But when Trump says it's okay for America to be a nation and for us to be proud of our country, President Trump is the devil. Again, the number two telecom in the world, putting in 5G that admittedly dials in and spies on everything we do, who's been caught putting spy chips on all their cell phones and devices, banned by dozens of nations, says, you're going to be in the dark, you're going down, you're going to collapse. Well, they did cut off our coal that was half our power. They did set up tariffs, our own government did, where we couldn't compete. America was being slowly put into the dark. And then Trump and InfoWars and our great audience simply tries to get a fair shake, and we're the traitors. But let's shift gears out of that now. The full story is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Let's get into the victim economy and this Smollett character from Fox's empire. I said ABC yesterday. I knew it was Fox. So a correction there. Why on earth is the mainline system defending him? Why are they making excuses for him? We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let's look at the 25th Amendment coup that we first warned of that was ongoing 2 years ago, now admitted in the last month in mainstream media, being sold suddenly by all these prominent Democrats and Republicans. We'll play a clip of this in a moment. Elizabeth Warren, a known liar who forged her bar entry card as Native American in Texas and other criminal actions, and that is criminal. She, ladies and gentlemen, says that he needs to be removed via the 25th Amendment.
I don't have any special knowledge. You know, I'm not the one who hangs out in his office and who sees him every day and sees how well or how poorly he's able to manage from day to day with the decisions that he faces. But what I do know is there are a whole lot of people who do see him every day who evidently were talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. And my point here is that if they believe that Donald Trump cannot fulfill the obligations of his office, then they have a constitutional responsibility to invoke the 25th Amendment. Their loyalty under law is not to him personally. Their loyalty is to the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States.
And then, of course, we have Brian Williams of Stolen Glory fame, who said he was shot down in a helicopter. Hillary basically said the same thing. She was shot at on the ground in Bosnia and Serbia, but that's another story. Brian Williams had George W. Bush's ethics czar. that's certainly a really, really a sick joke. I guess Jeffrey Dahmer or Hitler will have a ethics czar, maybe Mao Zedong or Attila the Hun or, I don't know, Bugsy Siegel or Al Capone maybe should be hired as the ethics czar. But Richard Painter was on with Brian Williams on NBC telling us how Trump is completely mentally ill and needs to be removed from office.
The president is not well at all mentally. I think he's an extreme narcissist. He has been denied what he wants, his wall, and he is having a hissy fit. He's out of control, and we really need to keep in mind that this is because the president is not well. This is a man who believes Vladimir Putin rather than his own intelligence sources. He is not capable of doing the job. He does need to be removed under the 25th Amendment, but he stacked his cabinet with people who are unwilling to do that, and Congress is apparently unwilling to even try to remove him through impeachment.
So again, you just saw those clips, you just heard those clips, and there's been so many others the last few days calling for this, it makes our heads spin. But it took years and years after we broke this with our sources and with our research for it to be admitted exactly like we said. And do we get credit? No. The answer is shut down InfoWars. But we made it safe for all the rest of conservative media and all the rest of liberal media to finally admit what was going on behind the scenes. And only after it failed on the DL, on the down low, was it then brought out in the open to then, in a desperate fashion, try to bring Trump down, because his approval ratings are going up. Despite the economic war with China, the economy's come back some, and the globalists know that their demoralization campaign of America is failing, so they're now in complete panic mode. Now, let's move back to what I mentioned at the start of the segment, the victim economy. There are countless top Democrats and countless top Hollywood producers in articles on InfoWars.com with their tweets and comments saying they still believe that Smollett is telling the truth and that they know there's rampant racism in Chicago, that they don't trust the police, and they think maybe they staged it. That's actually now being said by a bunch of these Democrats in articles up on InfoWars.com. But Trevor Noah is a little bit smarter, one of the five late-night comedians that really pose as newsmen and who most libtards get their so-called news from. He's a little more sophisticated, or his writers are. They know this house of cards is coming down. They know that they can't cover it up. So what has he come out and said? What has he come out and pushed? We'll play the clip in a moment as we go to break here, and maybe even come back and play some more of it. He has come out and said, well, he never bought the story from the beginning, even though he broadcast and talked about it and pushed race war, but that there was one part of it that was so convincing, that was his acting on an interview he did on television talking about it, that he deserves a major award and that he should be kept on the show because he's such a good liar. You tell a hoax, you try to get a race war going, you try to blame a whole class of people that just want to make America great again. You have 12 detectives working on the case in a crime-ridden city run by Democrats, and now you make the whole thing into a giant, sick, filthy joke.
It just made me so angry.
Okay. Either this guy's telling the truth, or he deserves an Emmy for that interview. Because if all of that is just a performance, I don't care what he's lying about. You can't cancel him. He's too good to not be on TV. But that's basically where the story is now. And look, I don't know how it's going to end up, because every day the story just gets stranger and stranger. Tomorrow we could find out that those Nigerian brothers are actually princes and they needed the money to unlock their royal inheritance. I don't know where this is going. Or maybe they're part of the NBA team that Obama is forming in Africa. We don't know. We don't know.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The full clip, again, is up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The real reason the globalists and Media Matters and Hillary and the deep state want to shut down is we have a memory. We'll point out what they said a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 months ago. We'll bring up these uncomfortable truths for the establishment. But the good news is the cat's out of the bag. People know about staged events and false flags. They know most of these events are fake now. And so people can come after me all they want to shut me up. But America and the world now understands the paradigm. And to a great extent, InfoWars has completed its mission. But I know we've got other big missions and other big fights to continue on with. So please keep us in the fight. Keep us in the game and never back down and never surrender. Now back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX with the latest breaking news in the fight, not just for America, but for the entire human species on a planetary scale against the globalist dehumanizing system of absolute total tyranny. This is a real fight, a real war, and you are the tip of the spear.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Alex Jones Show. I had to uncrumble a news story here that the crew brought to me during the break because I'm just so sick of it. This Jussie Smollett obsession, and then Cardi B, who has to be the most force-fed celebrity since Kim Kardashian. It's like, it just makes my head spin. Just total fakeness. I mean, why are people so obsessed with fake crap? But that's a totally different thing. I'm not going to go down that road. But the reason why I'm frustrated is because I'm sick of hearing about Jussie Smollett. Yes, it's like, okay, he faked the hate crime. So, but first, look at what's happening now, because this is why the story was handed to me. And Cardi B, I guess, is amongst these celebrities blaming now the Chicago police for the faked hate crime. I mean, this is unbelievable. So it's like there's new developments, and then I got to come out here and kind of just lay the groundwork again. So now this whole thing apparently originates with a letter sent to Smollett, some, you know, hateful racist letter sent to Smollett, sent to the Empire Studios. Smollett's upset it didn't get enough attention. So then he staged the hate crime. So now they have to investigate that letter. And I don't think you should stop there. When you're as big of a fraud and as big as a phony as Smollett, I think you now have to investigate, is he even faking being gay to receive advantages in Hollywood? And is he even really black? I think we should investigate that because he's a known liar. I think everything should be investigated. In fact, he's such a good actor. I mean, here's the exclusive from ABC News. ABC News exclusive. We have the man that faked the hate crime right here. They knew it. They all knew it. They all knew it. And so he's sitting there crying. So he's such a good actor. Or maybe that's a woman. I don't know. I mean, everything should be investigated about Jussie Smollett. He is such a good actor. He can play the role of a black man without makeup. He can do blackface without makeup. Is that the real Jussie Smollett? I don't know. This guy's such a phony, such a liar. I think we need to look at everything. Is that even a real beard? But now, after he's probably faked at least two hate crimes against himself, probably right out of the Democrat Party playbook, I mean, they've been caught by Project Veritas. Do I have to go over all of this every day? And now, the goddess. I mean, this is the most talented woman in the world. She's done so much for women's empowerment. Really, we should probably just make Cardi B president of the UN. And I think the whole world would be a better place. Because she's figured it out. You see, it's the racist Chicago Police Department. That's the problem here. So first it's, okay, the Trump supporters are not as hateful and racist as we claim, but we really put a lot of stake in that argument. So let's stage a hate crime. All right, send a letter to yourself. Okay, nobody cared about the letter. All right, go out in the street and pretend to get beat up and claim it was people wearing MAGA hats. Okay. Oh, well, we got caught. We faked that. Okay, well, let's say we had to do it because we had to do it to show how bad America was because of these people. And then let's blame the police. But it's just like I said yesterday, folks. There's a story in the Washington Post, I believe it is today. I've got so much news here. Washington Post writer laments Jussie Smollett case falling apart. I need this story to be true. That's an executive assistant to the Washington Post editorial board, Nana Efua Mumford, needs the story to be true. They all need the story to be true because that's their worldview. They need this confirmation of their worldview. Instead of learning, see, this is the NPC in them. Instead of learning that their worldview is not right, instead of learning that their worldview is inaccurate, they have to stage something, hoax something, get the entire American public to go along with it, because they need their worldview affirmed, which isn't even accurate. So look, you know, he's probably going to jail. He probably faked the letter too. He's probably not even gay. It's all fake, probably, from this guy. And then here's, so Trevor Noah, let's just roll some of this Trevor Noah clip from last night, where apparently, I guess, Trevor Noah finally has seen the light that Smollett lied about the whole thing.
By now, you've all probably heard about the incident involving Empire actor Jussie Smollett.
The incident involving.
According to Smollett, he was walking the streets of Chicago a few weeks ago at 2 a.m. trying to get a Subway sandwich when he was beaten up by two white guys. And not just any two white guys. These guys recognized
See, notice
Smollett
how he,
from Empire.
You know what?
And then they beat him up.
See, this is all still propaganda. Pause it. This is still all propaganda. Notice how he lays out the entire false narrative before anything. Doesn't mention it was all fake. Doesn't mention he hired two black men to do it. He lays out the entire false narrative. I don't think Trevor Noah is this bright. Maybe he is. Maybe he's a propagandist. I don't understand. But he lays out the entire false narrative before he gets to the actual truth. That is the art of propaganda. That is the art of speech. So go back to the clip.
And they threw a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him, and yelled, "This is MAGA country."
So he affirms the false narrative before he does anything else.
Like, maybe there's a lot more to
this
story.
This is psychology 101.
Chicago police want to re-interview Empire actor Jussie Smollett after getting new information about the alleged attack against him. Two brothers told police Smollett paid them to stage the attack.
That's right. The police now believe that Smollett staged his own attack, which would be insane. But you have to admit, there's a certain part of the story that was always a little weird. Like, who are the MAGA supporters who hate gay people, who hate black people, but also happen to watch Empire? Like, I've heard of
well,
a member of
that.
The Klan buying tickets to Fiddler on the Roof. Just like, look, I'm no fan of the Jews, but you gotta admit, they can play a mean fiddle.
All right, I can't really stand this guy. So they're all admitting it was fake now. I mean, you know. But they're not really giving... I mean, they're making a big joke out of this. Notice when they do joke about Trump, it's like hate, like he's the worst. Here's a guy who's actually lying, trying to divide America. By the way, he did like 10 television interviews after this. Now he's refusing an interview with the Chicago Police Department. Oh! Oh! Wow. Funny how that works, isn't it? So, Jussie Smollett, a total scumbag. But he's just a typical leftist. He's just a typical commie leftist socialist that's been propagandized to hate America. Who knows if he's being run by the Democrat Party or if he did this all, on his own. But there you go, folks. That's the left in a nutshell. Fakes hate crime against himself to affirm their worldview that isn't accurate and then blames their enemies for the things that they did. So first they stage a hate crime against themselves. They blame white guys in Trump hats. Then they get caught staging it by the Chicago Police Department. And then they blame the Chicago Police Department for racism. That's the modern day left in a nutshell right there. That's all you need to know. Case closed. Now, we move on to more important news on the other side.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I haven't even mentioned that we've got great guests coming up today. Carpe Donctum, at Carpe Donctum on Twitter, who's had, I don't know how many of his meme videos go viral. Like, almost everything he does, everything he touches goes viral. He's got that magic touch. And he's going to be joining us in 30 minutes here. He had his video shared by President Trump, the State of the Union video, Everybody Hurts, in the background. Twitter banned it. President Trump then remixed it with Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American, and reshared it. So Carpe Donctum joins us to discuss all that, and we'll take a look at his latest meme of the Jussie Smollett hoax. Just more meme magic. Yes. Because here's what you do. You take their meme, like this music video was a forced leftist meme, with a bunch of propaganda in it. It was all broken down by Paul Joseph Watson beautifully. And you take their meme, which is meant to attack America's culture, and then you remix it with what their culture actually is, staging hoax hate crimes, and you shove it in their face. And then you take their art form, add your magic to it, and you create better art, more powerful art. And notice it's their art that's force-fed. That song wins a Grammy. I mean, I guess it's okay. I mean, when it comes to, like, musical composition and everything, it's total garbage. But, you know, it's music. It's popular. I get it. People listen to it. It's a catchy song. It's a catchy video. But to win the Song of the Year? Whoa. Let's slow down. No, it's forced propaganda. It's forced meme warfare. So Carpe Donctum joins us. Then Dr. Edwin Vieira is going to be joining us with Stuart Rhodes, who's going to be in studio to talk about just the latest at the southern border and what needs to be done as President Trump declares an emergency. And then Paul Joseph Watson is hosting the fourth hour, and he's got a brand new video as well that we're going to debut here on the Alex Jones Show that you're not going to want to miss. Now, I got a bunch of news that I got to get to here, and I need to really remain focused for the remainder of this segment and in the 10-minute segment after that to try to get to all of this news and really flush it out so that people can understand the tides that are turning right now. And I'll even explain that a little bit too. But, as you know, InfoWars is the most censored. In fact, guys, pull up Paul Joseph Watson's Twitter right now and look at the image he just put up. It's got like 8 commentators on there, media people on there, like himself, Lauren Southern, Stephen Molyneux, and others, Tommy Robinson. And it's kind of got like a, it's almost like a baseball card of stats on social media. There it is right there. And basically it takes all these conservative commentators and it's kind of ranking them as far as their following. But more than anything, it's just saying, okay, here's where they've been banned. Here's where they've not. Can you guys pull up the full image, if possible, and make it full screen? Yeah, thank you. Now, notice how there's one name that's not on there. Alex Jones. And the funny thing about that is, in fact, we should almost make the Alex Jones social media baseball card up right now, and it's nothing but X's. So see, it's got like, Paul Joseph Watson hasn't been banned anywhere, and then it's got, so it's got all his numbers there, and it's got Milo Yiannopoulos, he's got almost 900,000 on YouTube, almost 2.5 million on Facebook, and then on Twitter he's got an X, because he's banned. Ann Coulter on YouTube, X, because she's banned. So you get the idea. But see, Alex Jones, just X's down the line. Nothing but X's if you're Alex Jones. He's not allowed to exist. Jussie Smollett is allowed to fake a hate crime and divide this country, and he's still allowed on social media. By the way, just go try to find all the Democrats and all the Hollywood actors and actresses, all their tweets about the Smollett hate crime, at least what they thought was. They're all gone. They're all gone. None of them issued an apology or retraction. They just delete their tweet and, you know, it's just, you know, whatever. So, if you want to support Alex Jones, who has nothing but X's next to his name on his social media stats, go to InfoWarsStore.com because Alex Jones is the one that drives this entire InfoWars team. He drives the entire satellite cruise ship that we have here in Austin, Texas, and it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And Alex is really excited about two products right now. The Turbo Force, which I'm sure you've heard about by now, which is the energy support, energy boost, focus boost powder that we have. You mix it up with about 8 ounces of water, chug it down, and you get sustained energy without the crash. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the Brain Synergy Combo right now with an order of Turbo Force, you get Brain Force Plus for 50% off. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And then the brand new protein bars are at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well. If you are the type of individual that keeps protein bars in your pantry like me, now is the time to make the shift to the InfoWars Life Protein Bar. But give it a try. Right now is the time. You can get two boxes for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's two boxes of the brand new InfoWars Life Protein Bars for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Give them a try. We think you're going to love them. We think you're going to order them again. That's why we bring this introductory rate for you, 40% off when you buy two or more boxes of the InfoWars Life Protein Bar. So replace the old protein bar box that you had in your pantry with the brand new InfoWars Life Protein Bar at InfoWarsStore.com, and that makes everything we do here possible, which is kind of tough considering we're totally censored on social media. Now, let's look at some of the developments that we have going right now. And I'll tell you what. You know, our ancestors were obsessed with astrology and mapping the stars and mapping the planets and trying to understand the revolutions of the earth and the sun and the moon and everything. And so this is so ingrained in our very fabric of our being, of our consciousness, of our gut, of our brain, of our DNA, that I don't know if we can point to astrology for why things happen, or if it's so ingrained in the very fabric of our existence that it still impacts us like the moon impacts the tides. Because I follow astrology kind of for fun on the side, but I'm telling you, if you follow astrology, you can track major movements on planet Earth. And so there is a full moon. It's called a snow moon. It's the second full moon of winter. And there was some anomaly happening with this one. And then the new moon is next week. And I was just reading some stuff about this, looking at some stuff. And so when I was doing my research yesterday, I was like, you know what? We're about to see a major sea change happening here. Again, I don't know if this is because there's something like super celestial and divine about the stars and the rotation and then our existence, or if it's just because it's just so ingrained in our existence for thousands of years, our ancestors studying the stars. But sure enough, yesterday was the snow moon, and look at some of the major developments we had, folks. The speech that President Trump gave yesterday addressing Venezuela is so key, it's almost immeasurable. First, he's basically saying, we're going to force a regime change in Venezuela. We are saying the president of Venezuela is Guaido. If you do not accept that, we're moving in. All options are on the table. Then he says America will never be a socialist country, attacks socialism in general, says we're going to save Latin America from socialism. We're going to save Cuba and Nicaragua from socialism. And so now he's attacking socialism in America as well, which is next level because that's where the Democrats are going. That's what Bernie Sanders has just committed to. And then in a story that has gone almost unmentioned, Rod Rosenstein is set to leave the Department of Justice. How come nobody is talking about this? This is huge. So we're going to have all of that along with some tweets from President Trump on the other side just savaging on Twitter today. But some action may be needed soon, folks. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Flying through space. You're flying through space. It's the year 3030. Everyone space travels now. By the way, President Trump is set to make a Space Force announcement during the Alex Jones Show today. We may carry that live. You're traveling through space in the year 3030, and you're on the great ship InfoWars. And you're traveling through space, and you come up to a rest stop, and you pull your ship up to the rep stop, and park it, and get out, and you're stretching your legs, and people are all staring at you, and they're like, oh my gosh, they're like, what? They're like, oh, is that the InfoWars ship? I didn't think that ship, I didn't hear that existed. I thought that ship was gone. I heard that ship didn't exist. I heard that was just a legend. And people are like, pointing, like, is that really InfoWars ship right there? Is that really it? Is Alex Jones on that ship? I heard it was gone. I've never seen it before. That's where we're at right now. Like, you stumble upon InfoWars in the cyberspace, and you're like, oh my gosh, InfoWars? I thought that was banned. I thought they erased InfoWars. We're still out there floating around. President Trump took to Twitter this morning. I'm just going to go through all the tweets so far from President Trump today. It starts this morning bright and early. Quoting Victor David Hansen this morning on Fox News, the witch hunt in time likely will become recognized as the greatest scandal in American political history, marking the first occasion in which the United States government bureaucrats sought to overturn an election and got caught. Trump added the last part there, and got caught. So again, here's the president just letting you know. I mean, he knows these people engaged in treason. We all want to see him take action, but it's nice to know that he at least knows what's going on. Had the opposition party, no, not the media, won the election, the stock market would be down at least 10,000 points by now. We are heading up, up, up. Yeah, the stock market, at least, I mean, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P have remained pretty high. I mean, it's kind of been a roller coaster. But the Dow has been up hovering around 26,000 now for a minute, and that's been rare. But that's high. I mean, that's big. And Trump's right. It probably would be down. And said it's record highs. I mean, how dare Russia? As I predicted in his national emergency address, 16 states led mostly by open border Democrats and the radical left have filed a lawsuit in, of course, the Ninth Circuit. He literally predicted that. California, the state that has wasted billions of dollars on their out-of-control fast train with no hope of completion, seems in charge. Now, when I read that, I almost had a belly laugh this morning. Because if you follow the California fast train story, it really just sums up California in general. A big fat pipe dream that results with zero done, nothing actually accomplished, but a big fat bill. That's basically the fast train. And he goes on. The failed fast train project in California, where the cost overruns are becoming world record setting. Okay, this is so good. Is hundreds of times more expensive than the desperately needed wall. Oh, and so I've got all these people sending me stories today. I have one of them in my stack of news. U.S. taxpayers fund border walls in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Middle East. Someone sent me a story about how the state of Illinois just built like 2,000 miles of walls to protect their train tracks. So, I mean, you know, yeah, you invest a bunch of money in your train tracks. People use the train. You want to protect the train. They build a wall around the train tracks to protect the train tracks. But we can't have a wall at the southern border. Oh, and by the way, just since we're on that note, Democrats no longer want ICE notified when illegal aliens try to purchase a gun. So, again, these people want total gun control. They've even said they'll confiscate the guns now. But at the border, you can walk right across with a gun, no problem. And if you're an illegal immigrant and you try to purchase a gun, they don't want anybody to know about it. Now, look, if I was a detective and I saw that happening, or let's just, I mean, what would your first instinct be? My first instinct would be, you want these people to have illegal guns so they can commit murder. Do you want them to commit murder for you? Seth Rich, John Ash, Barrington Wisenant, Sean Lucas. I mean, those are just recent names. I mean, if we really want to go down the list, I mean, we only have 5 minutes left. It might take the whole segment. All right, let's go on. Back to President Trump's tweets. The Washington Post is a fact checker only for the Democrats. For the Republicans and for your all-time favorite president, it is a fake fact checker. Absolutely. So that is President Trump on Twitter today. Now, again, if you try to go on Twitter and look at some of the Democrat tweets, Hollywood tweets over the Jussie Smollett story, they were all deleted. And there is a Kamala Harris clip here where she's fumbling and stumbling and bumbling around when she's asked about the tweet. Also, in the same clip, but in a different moment of the clip, which I think is more significant. I mean, obviously, these Democrats are embarrassed that they got hoaxed by Jussie Smollett. But in the same moment, she says that she's not a Democrat, a Democratic socialist. Now, see, I saw that this was coming yesterday when President Trump attacked socialism so hardcore in his historic speech. He's forcing the Democrats to own socialism. And so a Democrat like Kamala Harris, see, so basically they're having to measure right now whether it's advantageous to declare yourself socialist or not. Kamala Harris measured the situation and said no. Bernie Sanders measured the situation and said yes. So Kamala Harris gives you a quote today that says, I'm not a Democratic socialist. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, went full socialist, says that this campaign in 2020 for him is going to complete the socialist revolution. And in an interview where this is unbelievable. The real news is here is he finally found a comb and he combed his hair for the first time, maybe in his life. When he sat down for an interview with CBS this morning saying he's going to win in 2020, which is just astounding to me because half of Bernie's base has totally abandoned him, beyond abandoned him. It's like when LeBron James left Cleveland and they started burning his jerseys. That's what has happened to Bernie Sanders. I don't see how this guy could win. His voting base in the 2016 election sued his ass. He got his ass sued by the people that voted for him. How in the hell does this guy think he's going to win? Or is Bernie Sanders posing as a Democrat again as a stalking horse? Because he's going to be the one. Look at that. He got a haircut and a comb. This is unbelievable. A good socialist, Bernie. I think he's going to be used as a stalking horse to keep attention off Tulsi Gabbard, which I don't understand. Look, if the Democrats wanted to win, they would be all in with Tulsi Gabbard. I fear Tulsi Gabbard. So I thank God the Democrats don't want Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, wow. But here's Bernie Sanders. He's going to win. He's going to complete the socialist revolution, even though he lost last year, and his voters sued his ass. DNC fraud lawsuit. That was against you, Bernie Sanders. You stole from your voters. You lied to your voters. They caught on. So the Democrats are just now openly admitting planned treason. See, first it was, oh, he's unfit. Russian collusion. Oh, but we don't want to remove the president. Oh, we're not targeting the president. It all comes out. The entire investigation was to target the president. It all comes out that they were planning a 25th Amendment coup. It all comes out that they were wearing wires to spy on Trump, or we're going to, spying on him with his cell phones, had him tap, FISA warrants, everything. So they're behind closed doors treason has now been exposed. So now they're just going with open treason. I mean, it's the classic CYA technique. When you get caught doing something behind doors, just come out and do it wide open in the public to get the attention off the fact you did it behind closed doors. Act like, oh, there's nothing wrong here. And then, sorry, the crew just handed me something. It's just beautiful. So then, when they admit that they're just planning treason openly here in public to remove the president, they say, oh, he's just unfit. And then Dick Painter. I mean, folks, the fact that this guy is saying that Trump is unfit for office, this guy's a clown. This guy's a total goon. A jester. A joke. But he's going to say Trump is unfit. He can't even complete a television interview without slobbering on himself. I'm not exaggerating. That's Dick Painter, the former Bush ethics czar. Bush apparently had no ethics, according to the Democrats. Oh, but now all of a sudden, Richard Painter is the guy they listen to who says Trump's unfit. He's drooling on air. We'll be right back with Carpe Donctum.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.